Hello, bold souls. Today our live bold chat is with Melissa Dinwiddie from livingacreativelife.com and artempowers.me. And it's so cool to be able to talk to you from the other side of the world.
I know, it's so cool.
Yeah. So we're talking about mainly about how bold it is that you made artempowers.me.
Mm.
I love the business name. It's empowering just saying it.
Oh, yay.
So what made you want to team up with Corey and start that specific community?
Mm. Well, I started a project back in 2010 called the Thriving Artist Project, in which I sought out and interviewed artists and creatives of all stripes who were making a living doing their creative thing. And I turned that into a membership site. And meanwhile, Corey had started his own membership community, the Abundant Artist Community. And so we were essentially competitors in the same space, but we knew each other. I think we originally knew each other through Third Tribe Marketing. We used to be members of that community. And we had corresponded a little bit, and I did some guest blog posts on his blog. And at some point, I think he actually contacted me. He was interested in starting an affiliate program for his community, and he contacted me, and we were chatting about it. And we're both thinking, you know, we're really kind of doing the same kind of stuff, and it doesn't really make sense for me to promote something that's so directly similar to mine, but we have a lot of complementary skills and we bring a lot of complementary things to the table. And why don't we team up? It would make so much more sense to have a partner to do this with. So we sort of, you know, talked some about that idea, and we actually got to meet in person when I was in Portland last year. And we just really had good sort of business chemistry, and we were really on the same page with so many things. So it just made sense to team up, and we brought, like, I really bring a lot of mindset stuff to the table. My big passion is empowering people to follow their creative callings, and the making money thing is important to me, but that's my big thing, is getting people to create. And Corey brings just years of expertise in marketing for specifically for artists, and that, you know, all of that more sort of techie marketing business headspace. And so together we kind of bring the best of both worlds, and the content that we had each individually created, there was a little bit of overlap, but it was mostly just like, wow, we just, when we put our two courses together into artempowers.me, it just made it so much richer and fuller. So it's just been such a treat to team up with him. It has been a joy every step of the way to work with him.
Cool. So I guess that it just empowers you to working with Corey empowers you to make your dream more powerful and happen more.
Yeah, definitely it does. And, you know, Corey's the first person that I've teamed up with in a, you know, on a business, and I've discovered working with him how much I really like collaborating with people, and that has spawned other collaborations. I'm working with somebody else to create a creativity workshop in Istanbul in the fall, and I love teaming up with people, and I'd never really done that before. So definitely working with Corey has been hugely empowering for me.
Is there one main message that you'd like to give people who are wanting to be bold souls?
Yeah. You know, I think that my big reason for being on the planet, I figured out, is, well, there's two pillars. One is to use my own creative expression, and the other pillar is to empower other people to do the same, to really follow their callings, their creative callings. I believe after spending so many years of my life sort of shoving my inner creative spirit in the closet, whether unwittingly or intentionally, and realizing how incredibly unhappy that made me, I have become sort of an evangelist for for following your evolving bliss, as I like to put it. And you know, if nothing else, I want my message on this planet to be, do the thing that gives you joy, do that thing, and do whatever you can to leap the hurdles and the obstacles that get in your way to doing that thing or those things. In my case, I'm a passion pluralite, so I've got a lot of them. So yeah, that's really my message. Follow those creative callings.
Yeah. That's actually very bold. When you go out into the world, not everyone's saying that.
Exactly. Yeah. There's so few places that we get that message. The message that we get much more than that is, how can you think of doing that? What do you mean? That's frivolous, or it's not important, or it's selfish, or you know, some message that really denigrates it. And I am coming to believe more and more and more all the time that is really the essential core of who we are, is expressing our creative selves.
Beautiful. Well, I'm going to end the official bit now and say thank you very much.
Thank you. It's been such a treat to talk to you.